I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The dragon and the elephant are at odds over who will control the roof of the world. Sounds like a folktale, but it's really what's happening between China, India, and Nepal. See, India's blockading Nepal over the secular constitution, and China is providing aid to Nepal because of it. World Mission's Greg Kelly says their partners are determined to get the treasure, a solar-powered audio Bible, to people throughout Nepal, however they can.
Just this past week, we got an amazing report of a listening group of people gathering around and listening to the Word of God, that 72 people gave their lives to Christ in this one village.
Nobody knows what'll happen in the struggle for control of Nepal, and that's why they're asking you to pray for courage.
Despite circumstances or challenges, the Word of God goes forth and it will not return void.
Life can throw curveballs, and people need a hand to go further. Sponsoring a child through India Partners is one way to ensure a future of hope.
When they can come into these homes, they can receive good food, care, education, go to school, and hopefully break that cycle of poverty in their life.
Jennifer Heacock of India Partners says several children's homes are expanding, so
it's very important that we have a good base of sponsorship so that more children can receive education and food and care.
India Partners wants these kids to succeed while also putting their focus on Christ.
The homes, they do morning prayer and Bible study and devotions with the kids. They regularly go to Sunday school and attend church services.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. So this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life, a comprehensive tool on godly responses to questions at large. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.